Welcome to Caffeine, Crime and Canines, a podcast brought to you by two girls who love their dogs, love coffee, but most importantly, love true crime.
Hey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What are you good. Doing?
Oh, nothing. I'm just surfing the internet.
What are you surfing for?
I'm trying to make a baby mobile and I'm trying to pick colors for it.
Oh, how fun is that?
It's pretty fun, but it's hard.
That is so cool. You know what is really cool as well? One of my friends, for her baby shower last year, she had got a make your own headband pack.
Yeah.
And it came with all different types of little baby headbands and all different flowers and stuff. And she had a table set up, and then people could and she just got a glue gun from Bunnings, and people could make headbands
for
the baby, which is, it was really cool. But I mean, you could do it for yourself as well, do you know what I mean? If you're doing a baby shower.
Yeah, that's cool.
But there's really cool stuff you can find that you can make yourself, you know?
I know. Thought I'd just give it a go. Not got anything else to do.
I know, right? And it's freaking shit outside. It is such bad weather.
I know. I've done my usual Saturday 20,000 click and collect orders because I'm bored, knowing that they probably won't be ready today.
See, I'm pretty bad. I actually slept in. I just woke up 40 minutes ago, which is,
That's good.
I'm going to have my day click and collecting. I feel like there's a few sales on at the moment, so that's definitely
And I was trying to make this morning, I was trying to make felt, felt balls for the mobile, and now my hands smell like a sheep from the wool. Yeah. Because I bought the felting wool. You have to buy merino wool to make them, and now my hands, I feel like, just smell like sheep.
That it's gross. So funny.
It's so gross.
Oh, gosh. That's actually hilarious. What did I say? How cute was Olive with her toy?
I know. She freaking loves it.
Well, she is so excited.
She was so excited, but she still hasn't given up on the old one, which I think is cute.
She's
trying to get them, play with them together.
Oh, that photo of them both in her bed. I posted it last night. So sweet.
I know. She slept with them both.
Did she?
Yeah. She slept on the old one, on top of it, and then she had the new one next to her.
Stop. Hey, did you just give her the one?
Yeah, I just gave her the orange one because I thought then she'll know it's kind of different to the green one, and then I'll keep the green one from when her original green one is completely destroyed.
Oh, that's so sweet. I love that.
Yeah, she's loving it.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear.
I knew it would make her day.
Even though she was literally kissing the toy.
I know,
when she
it was
first
so
saw
funny.
It. And then she waddled off without it. That's so funny.
So cute.
But Lockie, this week's episode. Wow.
I'm ready.
Can I just tell you, when I first started researching this case, I thought I knew, I thought I had my theory, and it was pretty solid, and it is not that at all.
Yeah, I feel like we've got because I didn't look into your theory very much. I didn't want to know too much, but I think we're definitely thinking differently.
Wow, I actually thought this as well. That's why I'm don't read my theory, because I've got a feeling, and obviously I think that we're both on different pages, but I feel like I can rebut your theory, even though I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, okay.
I'm really excited to get into this.
Yep, let's do it.
All right, goggles on tight.
Yep.
Welcome back to DBL. Missy Beaver's murder case has captivated North Texas for years. The mother and wife was mysteriously killed inside a church after thousands of tips. Are police any closer to catching her killer? Well, we have an update in DBL's True Crime Chronicles.
Missy Beaver's was a beloved wife and mother of three living in Red Oak, Texas.
My wife was she was a great woman, a great a wife, a great mother, a great friend.
The 45-year-old was a fitness instructor at Creekside Church of Christ in Midlothian, Texas. On April 18th, 2016, Missy was scheduled to lead an early morning class. But when her class showed up, they found her body. Missy had been murdered inside the church.
Okay, so today we'll be discussing the case of Missy Beavers. Now, before I get too crazy into this, I do want to give out a shout out to Renee and Crystal because I have binged their podcast like all week. I pretty much got most of my information from their podcast, even though I found it on Tuesday and I was researching over the weekend. I've listened to it on like times two because I wanted to make sure I got all the info in there, and they have covered it really well. Their podcast is called True Crime Broads. And if you are into this case, I definitely recommend checking out their podcast.
Yes, and I listened to another podcast on like just one episode on this case. Yeah, I haven't listened to this podcast before, and it was by I think they call themselves the prosecutors, and I think they're like legit prosecutors, like for a state, and they like talked like the legal side of it, which was really interesting.
Yes, all right,
as
cool.
Well. Yeah, so I would recommend that as well because they like do a really good job of like breaking down the I guess like all the legalities of everything.
Yeah. And that's like, we'll get into it as well, but I think that's a huge thing at the moment with this case, why it has not moved, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So Missy was actually born Terry, but she goes by the name of Missy, and she was born on the 9th of August, 1970 in Graham, Texas. In 1995, Missy earned her bachelor's degree in science, and a year later she met her husband-to-be, Brandon Beavers. So they married in 1998, and Missy returned to school that year also to obtain a teacher's certificate in special education. She definitely had a passion for, like, helping others. So she worked with special needs children up until the couple had their first baby, Hannah, in 2001. They then welcomed their second daughter, Allison, in 2003, and their third daughter, Sarah, in 2007. So during this time, Missy's main focus was on raising, like, their three daughters.
Yeah, she's like a full stay-at-home mom.
Yeah, she wanted to be, like, the best mother she could be, so that was her main focus. The family lived in Red Oak in Texas. So as the girls got older and Missy got like had more time on her hands, her interest in fitness grew, and she decided to pursue her passion for fitness by gaining her fitness trainer certificate to become like a personal trainer. And she then joined Gladiator. So this program is focused on like a total body transformation, and it's like classes that you do. But I did look into a little bit into Camp Gladiator, and it's pretty much like one trainer with like a group of people. And one of, I think it was actually Missy's, what do you call that person? Like not under you, but like it's their, I've got a word, but I've just lost it.
Like a tour, I see.
Yeah. Oh no. Like, no, it's like her, like the main girl that brought her in and like taught her the ropes and things like that.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so her mentor, that's the one I'm looking for. Sorry, guys. So her mentor, I did hear an interview with her, and she actually was saying how that some of her classes will get up to, like, 70 people.
Wow.
And then obviously once, like, new people would join, new trainers would join, like, she'd sort of handball some of her, do you know what I mean, like, her class attendees onto the next trainer that might be near their area and stuff. So it was actually really big.
Mm.
So she, as I said earlier, she absolutely loved helping people, and she did so well at this new job. So with Camp Gladiator, a lot of it is like social media based, like getting, you know, new clients out to your classes and recruiting new people.
Mm-hmm.
So the weekend before Missy's murder, she attended an Austin Total Transformation Conference for Camp Gladiator. So she returned on that Sunday evening, and rain was scheduled on that Monday morning. So she'd actually posted on her Instagram page, like, if it's raining, we're still training.
Yeah.
With the address of the morning gladiator class to be taken place at Creekside Church of Mithylanian at 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And she also had mentioned, like, that they would be training under the awning at the church. So she spoke to her husband that evening, and he was actually away on an annual fishing trip, and he was in Missouri. So she actually spoke to her husband that evening, and he was away on an annual fishing trip in Mississippi. Early that rainy morning on Monday, April 18th, Missy arrived at Creekside Church of Mithilanian, Texas at 4:20 a.m. She unloaded some of her items that she'd need and entered the church.
I just want to talk about something here. So, like, a few podcasts that I listened to and things I read, like, a lot of people were like, oh, why is she arriving 40 minutes before the class starts?
Yes.
But I don't find that very odd, because, like, the class wasn't normally held inside. Like, maybe she wanted to get there early and just make sure it was going to be okay. And
yep. And I've actually got an answer for you as well. And this is really creepy.
Oh,
so she actually had three people that were coming in at 4:30 that morning.
Okay.
So those three people, I think there was two ladies, and those two ladies, they were like regulars. They always would come in at 4:30 because obviously they needed just, I don't know, time, maybe whether it was to get their kids ready or maybe they started work earlier. They couldn't make that 5 o'clock class. So she made the effort to go early to help them get their workout in.
Yeah.
Now, one of the ladies, as I said, it was pouring rain that morning. She actually slept in. So she got up and she's like, I'm not going to that class, you know?
Yeah.
The other lady, she actually got a flat tire on her way to class. So she didn't get there till like 5. And there was a third man, and she had just recruited him. I think she knew him previously. Apparently he like ran like a Starbucks or something up the road. So he knew Missy, but he had never attended one of her classes before.
Yep.
And he got there at 4:30, but he couldn't get in. And because it was his first time ever attending one of these classes, he saw her car there and he was calling her phone, but he just sat in his car. Like, mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, who knows whether he probably just thought like she's in the bathroom or she's doing something. So he just waited for her in his car. How freaking creepy is that?
Yeah, that's weird.
So, as I said, he waited in his car. But once the others, like the other camp members, began to arrive, I don't know exactly how this happened, but I think they breached the doors, and I've got a feeling that it was the lady, you know, that with the flat tire.
Yep.
There are reports that maybe she just knew like another way to get into the church. I don't know if they've gone around to look, because obviously she's like, no, this is weird, like her car's here. Her door apparently was open as well, so they make their way into the church.
Yep.
And they find Missy unresponsive.
Yep.
She's surrounded by glass, and she has puncture wounds to her head and chest.
Yeah.
Now, we have to say that her cause of death is sealed, so no one actually knows what the cause of death was.
Yeah, and puncture is very vague. It's like, could be anything, really.
Exactly right.
Mm.
So around 5 a.m., it's reported that there are two people that call 911. Even though there is only record of one call, and that call sealed, which makes me think they obviously say information in this that the police don't want to get out into the public.
Yeah.
So the fire and police arrive really shortly after, and unfortunately, like, Missy is like passed arrival.
Yeah.
So no one at the scene saw anything.
Yeah, so this is where I get confused, like, because they couldn't get in, right?
Yeah.
And, like, I just –
excuse me, sorry.
I just – that just – I don't know. That just confused me. Like, they couldn't get in. They didn't see anything. I just – it makes me think that whoever was – whoever killed her knew that there was people coming earlier or knew to lock the doors so no one else could get in. I don't know. I'm just
– baffled.
Baffled, yeah.
And, you know, like, so this is where it gets super freaking creepy. So, obviously, like I said, nobody saw anything, like, from Camp Gladiator. And the police obviously walked the scene and stuff, and they couldn't find anyone or anything sort of, like, pointing, do you know what I mean, in the direction of, like, the killer.
Mm.
But they did review the church cameras. So the church did have cameras.
Yeah.
and this perp was caught on camera.
Yeah.
And I'm not, like, I have to say, I've seen heaps of, like, random crimes, or just, like, do you know what I mean, perps, like, who's this person? This is freaking creepy.
Yeah. And I also want to know, how big is this church? Like, if she was in there setting up, how did she not know someone else was in there?
Well, see, that will go. I think that, all right, let's get into the footage, and then yeah. I'll tell you what I think. I don't think it was that big, and I think it happened very quickly.
Okay, yep.
So at 3:50 a.m., the killer is first seen on camera.
Mm-hmm.
And it's believed that the police can actually have up to 28 minutes of this footage, but they've only ever released 2 minutes and 23 seconds to the public.
Yeah, they would have so much more footage.
I agree.
Yeah.
So it shows a person dressed in, like, riot gear, police like riot SWAT gear, team SWAT team gear. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wandering around the church.
Mm-hmm.
This person's, like, opening up different doors. They've got, like, some sort of vest or, like, tool belt or something on, right? And they're, like, pulling out tools from this vest thing.
Yeah, and they're very casual too. Like, they're not in a hurry. They don't look like they're in a hurry. It's just weird.
It is. And in one of the, like at one stage it looks like they're carrying, like, a claw hammer.
Mm.
And they're, like, breaking. Looks like they're, like, breaking into a door. I don't know if they're breaking. Like, they're, like, tapping on, like, a window, like, to break the window. Like,
but it's not even like they're using that much force. It's like they're just
tapping.
Yeah, it's like they're not even trying. It's like they don't want to break it. They're just, I don't know. It's just so odd.
It's creepy. So their outfit, like the outfit that they're wearing, it consists of a shiny helmet, and this helmet has actually like a light on it. I don't know if you can definitely see it in some of the footage,
like, but a headlamp.
Yes, right.
Yeah,
they're wearing padded like protective gear, and it's got like the word police written at the back of the top. They've got like black sort of pants on. Although I do feel like you can see the shape of their leg.
Yeah.
And I think that they are wearing knee pads of some sort.
Yeah.
And like some sort of like black shoes.
Yeah, like motorcycle boots.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the most noticeable thing about this perp is their walk.
Yes.
This person has like a distinctive gait.
Like a dopey walk.
Yeah, and it's like a floppy foot. Like, yeah, I don't know how else
Their feet flop outwards like a clown.
Yes, yeah,
like they point outwards.
But it's one. I feel like it's one particular foot is extremely floppy.
Yeah.
So there are wild theories online whether the gait is real or
put on.
Is it put on? Is it something fake? Like, for instance, was it the shoes they were wearing that's created this gait? Like, were they too big, too small? Like, what are you thinking?
I think, like, even if you did wear too big of a shoes, I still don't think you'd walk like that with only one foot doing that. So I think it's, like, it's purely, like, the way they walk. And there's even talk that maybe they had, a prosthetic leg or some type of, like, long-term injury to their leg. That's why they walked like that.
See, you know what you're going to laugh so hard, but you know sometimes when your sock slips, like, because this happens to me, you know when your sock, like, is slipping down your foot or, like, there's something that makes your foot, like, you just walk weird? I honestly think, I don't think it's the way they walk.
Mm.
I think there's something, like, it's either what is going on with me? Can you tell I'm only halfway through my coffee today? And I'm just woken up. I think it's something to do with like their shoe, or maybe it's like the knee pad, or like I think it's something to do with their costume that's making them walk like that. Or like you said, maybe it's an injury, but it's not something that has always been there.
But I also think there's a possibility that maybe it is put on, because like the whole outfit is like all very orchestrated. Because I think, like, some police officer that is part of the SWAT team has come out and said that is not a legitimate SWAT team outfit. Like, the helmet's too shiny and blah, 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 blah. So this is just them putting various parts of a costume together. So this is they've deliberately come dressed like that with whatever they can find around the house, whether that be motorcycle boots and a helmet and all that stuff. So I think because they've put this whole outfit together, there's a possibility that they put the walk on as well.
Yep. And also I feel like because they have put this outfit randomly together, maybe like the shoes aren't theirs, or like, you know, it's not something that they'd usually wear, because this sort of stuff, it's like, I feel like it's restricting. Like what they're wearing, it's not something that you'd wear like if you were going to rob the place. You'd want to be like slick, like maybe like a full black leotard with a stocking over your head, and like you can, do you know what I mean, move easy. This is like hardcore stuff that they're wearing.
Yeah, and I also want to know, like, did they wear this SWAT team outfit because they thought if they ran into her, she would be like, oh, the police are here. Like, I just want to know why they thought this was a good, like, it was a good idea to wear the SWAT team outfit. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, I think, like, I mean, like, we should get into this now. I think there's two reasons maybe they would have worn this. One is if they, like, if somebody else entered with her, they could have just been like, oh, we were called, like, I was called to the scene, like, do you know what I mean? Like, there was some ruckus, I was just checking the area or something like that. You know what?
Yeah.
That, for that one reason. Or two, if she was alone, and you see, like, it is still scary, but it's at the same time, you'd be like, oh, what's going on in here? You wouldn't, I feel like it'd take you a second to sort of like for your brain to like tick over and think this person's here to harm me. Not, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like for a good reason, like not, yeah. It's not a safety thing.
Mm.
So they could approach her quicker.
Yeah.
Okay. This is another huge freaking thing, right? It is completely unclear whether this is a man or a woman.
Yep.
And there is constant debate regarding the sex of this perp online, like with everyday people and with professionals. Like no one knows.
No. Although it's probably worth mentioning as well that once the police started investigating, they actually searched someone's house, I guess, mm-hmm. that they thought was a suspect. And in the affidavit that accompanied the search warrant, it said that it wasn't specific in saying that they thought it was a female, but they said that the person that they were searching was a female. But it said in the affidavit that it looked like a feminine walk in the footage. So that made me think that maybe the police were leaning more towards a woman.
Yeah. And but you know what, right? Like me personally, like, what did you think? I think it's a woman.
I think it's a man.
What? Really? Yeah.
Because some men can be short and have weird body shapes. And I just, I personally see the walk like a man.
That's so I think it's a man. Funny.
Yeah.
I see. I don't know why. Even when I've watched it like 100 times this week, there's something like about the hip movement. Like, I feel like they're like, I don't know. I feel like it's very womanly.
See, I'm literally watching it on repeat as we're talking, like, and I still think man.
Wow, this is great. All right, that's good. I was going to say, I feel like even, like, the way, like as I said, like, you know how they're gentle, like, tapping and they're just strolling. Anyway, we will definitely pop this footage up, and maybe I'm going to pop, you know what, I might even pop it up, like, 7 a.m. So whoever's listening now, it's going to be up. So as you're listening, go and check out this footage,
yeah.
Because – yeah, as I said, everyone's got differing opinions. Like, yeah, Lockie and I think
you should put a poll up later in the week as well.
Man or woman? Yes, definitely.
I also think this person walks like they're overweight.
See,
but that's what I think.
See, all right, you're watching.
They've got a bit of a belly.
You're watching it right now. You know what I think? I'm going to tell you right now. I think that person has boobs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're wearing that because think about it. If you're a woman, that narrows down the perp. Literally, obviously, it puts everything in half. But it also is like, what sort of woman would do this? I feel like there's psycho men. Like, I'm not saying there's not psycho women out there, but I feel like it really narrows your suspect list a lot, right? Whereas if you don't know what it is, if it's a man or a woman. And majority of the people, like, I shouldn't say offenders, but, like, you'd automatically think, like, majority of these sort of people are male. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it just closes that sort of door, like, to narrow it down to a woman. And I feel like she's got boobs and I feel like she's so freaking smart, right? She's put on, like, padding and she's wearing that vest thing so you can't see that it's boobs, that she's got boobs.
Yeah, okay. I think, like, it's
–
if it is a woman – if it is a woman,
yeah,
she has gone to great lengths to cover her identity. She's trying to, like, it makes me think that it's so premeditated, it's crazy. Like, she's really thought about every single detail of how this whole thing's going to play out.
Yeah. And not only that, but, like, you know, like, if it was a male, like, you know, the helmet, obviously it covers the hair, right?
Yeah.
The vest covers the boobs. Big, like, weird walk and shoes, like, bigger shoes. Let's just say she's wearing bigger shoes. That all leads to sort of, like, you literally have no idea. Whereas a man can't put on little shoes and, like, you know what I mean? Like, even if he's wearing a vest or not wearing a vest, it doesn't really matter, even if he's a bit overweight. Whereas for all these little points, like helmets, do you know what I mean? Like, most men have short hair. Like, you know, like, I feel like it's all pointing to, like, covering the identity of the sex.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
Also, actually, so originally the police did say that this perp was 5'2 to 5'7 in height. And then they released a new height later, which was 5'8 plus, I think it was plus or minus 1.53 inches, which is, like, really specific.
Yeah. Do you know how high you are in feet and whatever?
Do you know that? I have no idea. Do you know?
Let me just – I think I'm 5'6", but let me just check.
You know that I've
been – Yeah, I'm 5'4". I'm 5'4". I'm 165 centimetres and I'm 5'4".
Are you taller than me?
What do you know what you are in centimeters?
No. 100 and I have no idea. I think I'm 160 something.
I reckon we'd be similar. No. So if we just do some quick math here, it would mean that for 5'8", you would have to be between 175 and 180.
So that is a lot taller.
178, yeah. No more than 180 and you'd be, 179, which that's probably the height of monkey, to be honest.
Yeah.
So he's a man. So I think it's possible it's a man because that's not overly short.
But how about the helmet? How about if they've, like, shoved some shit in their helmet to make them, like, do you know what I mean?
Well, I think as well, if you were wearing a helmet that was too big for you, you would know because it would be bobbling around.
Bobbling.
And it doesn't bobble.
But, you know, if they've got that strap under their chin, you could tighten that thing. And if you stuff your helmet – sorry, I know we're going really off board, but, like, if you stuff your helmet with, like, pillowcases or something –
It's
going to
sit higher.
Exactly. It's not going to move and it's going to sit higher. And how about if she's got, like, a big bun up there and then pillowcases on either side? You just don't know.
I mean, it's possible if it is a woman and she's fully made this whole outfit to try and look like a man, it's possible she's tried to make herself look taller as well. Like, that's a possibility.
100%. So – also on this footage that we're discussing, the police were able to see Missy turn into the car park, into the church car park at 4:16 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
and enter the church at 4:20 a.m. But this footage is never released.
Yep.
And also with these cameras, like, as I said, I don't know if I said earlier, so there's only cameras on the inside of the church and there was, I think, only one camera on the outside, but that was broken.
Yep.
So other footage which is captured that night and this is released to the public is from, I'm going to say it's like a sporting goods store, but I think it's like a gun store as well. So it must just be like an outdoor sort of store.
Yeah.
Now this is located across the road from the church, this gun store.
Mm.
And the footage shows a 2010 to 2012 Nissan Altima driving slowly around the car park. So it's a SWFA. Like, I know we're in Australia. We have no idea what that is, but that's what the store is in America.
Mm-hmm.
It's at 1:58 a.m. in the morning of the murder. So they drive in and they sort of turn their lights, like, off, on. They park a few minutes. And then they drive off at, like, 2:04 a.m. And they leave this car park, right? But at one of the stages as well, they sort of, when they're driving around this car park, they see, like, there's two cars parked, like, sort of, like, one behind the other, like in this big car park. And this is a massive car park, right? And when they see, they turn their lights back on and they sort of drive somewhere else and then they park under like a light and they turn their lights off. Like, it's just very bizarre footage.
Yeah.
Now, this car has never been found. And they don't know, like, the people from this store have come out and said, like, this is – because originally I'm like, maybe it's just, like, kids.
Yeah, maybe it's not even related.
Yeah, exactly, like, making out or who knows what, you know. Yeah. And they've just gone to a, like, deserted car park. Like, I assume, like, I'm like, oh, maybe that thing happens all the time. But it was only recently I heard that this store actually came out and said, this is really odd. Like, this hasn't really happened before.
Mm-hmm.
Which is sus, but at the same time, and sorry, also there's like wild like accusations, like maybe like this, the perp, let's say, broke like a window in the church, then they've gone, they've sat in the car like opposite the church to see if like there's an alarm, like if police rock up or anything.
Yeah.
And then when they see that nothing, no one rocks up, they sort of drive off. But yeah, I don't know, what are your thoughts on this footage?
I don't know, like, it's just weird, like there was another car parked there, and yeah, that's what I find odd, and that's what makes me think it's possibly not related, but I really don't know how I feel about it. I think it's possible, like, yeah, broke a window or whatever, but then wouldn't they have footage?
Yeah, and not only that, but wouldn't they have, like, I feel like you do it at like 3. Or like,
yeah, you do it closer to the time.
I mean, yeah, is it like, I feel like that's quite early. I don't know. And it's pouring.
Unless they were just driving past to see if there was like security or anything there.
Yeah, maybe.
Don't know.
I mean, it is interesting. At the same time, like, I know that they haven't found this car, but apparently it's like a really busy highway. It could have just been, I feel like, because when they do turn into this car park, they turn their lights off straight away. But why the heck? There's a few things. One, they sell guns there. So obviously this car park would be like, there's heaps of cameras. It's like littered with cameras. So why the heck would you pick that car park?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When you could park probably somewhere, and there's like, it looks like, because I actually Google mapped this and like this area, like the church, right? And it looks like there's heaps, it's like sort of like deserted around there. So, like, wouldn't you, like, I don't know, maybe break a window, but maybe if the police do rock up, then you're going to be found. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a bit odd, isn't it?
You know, I'm open to it being involved, but ultimately I don't think it was.
Yeah.
I think it was just something random that happened that night.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, this has never been released to the public by the police, but there's an eyewitness that has come forward and said that they saw a small, dark SUV leaving the church that morning around 4:30 a.m. Now, the info, as I said, hadn't been released by the police, but the police do use it to gain, like, a search warrant, like, probable cause for, like, one of their suspects. So, obviously, they're aware of it and this has been reported. They just – I don't know why they wouldn't want the public to know about this.
That's a weird time, though. Like, because at that time – the person has to still be in there walking around. So is that insinuating that there's more than one person involved?
See, you know what I think? Because remember Missy entered the church at 4:20?
Yeah.
I honestly think this took place no more than 10 minutes. And think about it. If that Starbucks guy rocked up at 4:30 for his class, because he was going to attend the class early as well, this person might have just been like, shit, I didn't realize someone was coming early because the class – on Facebook, it says the class starts at 5. So I honestly think this person thought they had more time than they did.
Yeah.
And they must have heard, like, whether they've heard another car roll up, they've heard this Starbucks guy, they've gone out because there was a back door.
Yeah.
So, sorry, I should have actually said this. So there were different entrances to the church. So the way that Missy entered the church was not the same way that the perp entered the church.
Yeah.
They entered from behind, and obviously Missy entered from the front of the church.
Yeah.
And where this when Missy entered the car park of the church, she could not see behind the church to see if there was a car park there. So to her, it looked completely empty.
Yeah.
So if this perp literally parked at the very back of the church and entered, there's like little stairs to go up this back door entrance, entered through there, have gone, like, obviously, do you know what I mean, have killed Missy and then gone back out that way, nobody would have seen. Only the Starbucks guy.
Yeah, and that could, is it, I haven't looked at the like map of the church, but is it possible that they like were inside with her, saw someone rock up, quickly killed her, left through the back door,
yeah,
and then drove out? This is had to have passed the Starbucks guy. There was no other option. Because I find that weird. Like, if you knew someone had just pulled up, wouldn't you sit in your car for a bit and wait until they wouldn't see you leave? Or I wonder if the perp quickly killed her and then thought, okay, I'm going to leave, and then drove out and then realized there was another car in the car park.
Yeah, see, there's two things I'm leaning towards. I think they definitely heard the car rock up. Mm. And that's made them think like shit. Like, I honestly think they had thought they had more time than they did. I think they were organized, but they were lucky. I think they were organized in the fact where they knew that she was going to be there by herself for a certain amount of time, but they didn't realize that someone was rocking up at 4:30.
Yeah.
Especially because she entered by herself, you know?
Yeah.
I think that they waited for a rainy, like, I think the rainy day was to their advantage. Like, they waited for that, because if it was just an everyday, like, sunny day, I think it would have been a lot harder for them, one, to get away with it, and two, they probably thought, like, Missy's going to set up outside.
Mm. So, yeah, you know, it's funny, like, was the person planning this for months and months and months and was trying to find a good opportunity to do it, and then when this whole raining thing came up,
they're like, perfect.
Decided to do it then? Like, is that why there was a possibility maybe they were driving around at 2 a.m. just to check everything out? Or
yes, it's so hard to know. I honestly wonder if, because maybe that, like, that guy, the new camp, like, attendee, maybe he was just, like, sitting on his phone, like, but yeah, I wonder if he saw the car leave, because I think there's only, and this is, I literally, as I said, I did, like, a Google Maps and stuff and try to look around. It looks like there's only one entrance to the church, but the car park looks pretty big. So yeah, it depends on where this guy parked.
And it's also interesting, he saw a small dark SUV, which is obviously not the same as a Nissan Altima.
Yeah. No, I see. I don't think he was the eyewitness. Apparently the eyewitness was some guy that, like, had finished night shift and always drove that way, and he saw something leaving. He thought, oh, that's so weird that a car's leaving at 4:30. But at the same time, it makes me think, like, how, maybe it was someone, you don't know if it was someone being dropped off, someone doing a U-turn, like, you know.
Yeah.
So Mid Lothian is a really small town with a small police department, and they are not experienced with this sort of, like, with a crime like this. I don't think there'd been a murder in their town for, like, years and years, and they actually had to get help from, like, a nearby county to help gather the evidence and all that sort of stuff.
Mm.
They have been criticized for opening up the scene really quickly, because people have said, like, they may have lost a whole bunch of evidence.
Yeah.
But I think they just did the best that they could. Yeah, exactly. And they did review the surveillance camera footage from, like, the days and weeks, like, prior to the murder.
Yeah.
So I guess maybe they were trying to see if they, like, they could see, like, that, do you know what I mean, those two cars any other time at, like, in evenings leading up to the murder.
And do you think they've got more footage than what they've released, obviously?
I definitely think they have more footage of the, I don't know if they've got footage of the actual murder, but I think they've got more footage of that evening.
Yeah.
Definitely. Because there's no freaking way that perp, like, think about it. They got there at 3:50 a.m.
Yeah.
And Missy didn't get in there till 4:20 a.m.
Yes, they've got a lot.
They do.
The prosecutors, that podcast I was listening to, said that like, if the police have more footage, which they probably do, the reason that they haven't released everything is because they want to keep some details close to their chest, so in case someone comes and, you know, admits to the crime, they want to corroborate details that maybe no one else would know.
Yeah. And I think that's why they never released her cause of death.
Yeah.
Because, like, we'll get into this with the theory, but, like, with my theory. But, yeah, I've got a feeling that, I don't know, I think they're saying one thing, but it's something else that's happened.
Yeah.
So the police were made aware of a creepy and strange message Missy had received over the previous weekend. So her friend came forward and said that she had received this message on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Right? And the rumor is, and it's not being confirmed, we don't even know that this actually happened. It could just be a crazy rumor, right? But apparently the message said, I am watching you.
Okay.
But this message couldn't, like, it hasn't been traced. Well, it couldn't be traced, I should say. So that makes me think, was it from a phony account? Was it from a burner phone? Like, I have no idea. Also, I don't know what LinkedIn, like, do you know what I mean? Like, what sort of tracking thing LinkedIn's got? Because it's like a business app.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, it's like really bizarre that it happened on this app.
Yeah, exactly. Especially when she had a Facebook that she obviously used for the business quite a lot.
Exactly. But this, obviously, when the police became aware of this weird message on LinkedIn, this also led the police to find, now this is their exact words, right? Flirtatious and familiar messages Missy was exchanging with another man.
Mm.
And she had been messaging this guy from Jan up until when she was murdered.
Yeah, so you think, well, I think that they had problems in their marriage.
Yeah.
I think it was in True Crime Garage, but they mentioned something like he did an interview that Brandon, the husband, that said something like, as of 10 months ago, she always sends me a message to say, like, I love you, have a great day. And it was weird that he said 10 months ago, which makes them think that something happened in their marriage 10 months ago for them to be like, okay, well, can you tell me that you love me every time? So it wouldn't surprise me, Missy cheated or something. And
I know, and literally, like, this, like, it does, like, I'm not at all, like, being, like, bagging on Missy or anything like that, because, do you know what I mean? Everyone's got their problems, whatever, but I do think that this could be related to her murder. Like, that's just my personal feeling.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure it has been sort of confirmed that there was an affair, but it was like a year prior.
Yeah. And I also want to bring something up, which I know might be a bit of a conflicting point for some people, but I'm just going to say it because it's what I think. I think that sometimes women in marriages, when they kind of reach that age that Missy was, where your kids are a bit grown up and you've re-kind of jigged your whole life. Like, she was all into fitness and, you know.
And she was smoking. Like, she was.
Yeah, like,
she was amazing. Wow. I
personally know, I'm not going to say, like, I'm not going to give too much information, but a friend of mine, his mum went through something similar. So was a single mom. His kids kind of grew up, and then all of a sudden she got into her fitness and she started looking really good, and then all of a sudden it was all about the guys.
Yeah.
So I don't know if she just had reached that point and she was like, stuff the husband, I'm just going to live my life and flirt with a few different people here and there. So it wouldn't surprise me. That's just something that I think. Probably not related, but.
Well, you know, well, with this particular LinkedIn guy that she was messaging since Jan, apparently they had actually never met.
Yeah, okay.
So she had never actually met this guy. It was just like flirtatious messages or whatever. And he was, I think, well, he was cleared, or he wasn't a suspect, I should say. And there's no search warrants or anything on him. But I did find it really weird that this happened, like that these messages were exchanged through LinkedIn and the creepy message she received was through LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Like they were both through the same app. Like,
but that makes me think, was she not using LinkedIn for LinkedIn purposes? Was she chatting with all these random people on LinkedIn?
And that's exactly what I think. Like, maybe she was chatting with someone else on LinkedIn as well. Like, you just don't, and the message, do you know what I mean? She deleted the messages. And that's what, like, I guess that LinkedIn thing is a major point for me, because it is a really, it's not like Snapchat or, like, it's a really random app to be having, like, personal conversations, you know?
But maybe that was why she did it on there, so the husband wouldn't suspect anything.
Yeah. And that's, I guess, like, as you were saying before, so this also led to major rumors that this isn't the first time that this sort of thing happened.
Yeah.
And with that statement, I actually listened to the whole thing, and True Crime Garage did play it on their podcast, when I first heard that, I did find there was something really off about Brandon's statement.
Yeah.
Because he does mention about, like, he specifically said 10 months.
Yeah.
That she would, for the last 10 months, she would text him that she loves him and have a good day every morning.
Yeah.
But there are other interviews that Brandon's done, and he does say, like, listen, our marriage wasn't perfect.
Yeah.
Like, we've been together 20 years. He's like, but we were, like, he's been open. He's like, we were working on it. Like, most marriages have problems, and it's not till something like this happens that your dirty laundry is, like, aired.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that's, which is fair.
Yeah, I completely agree. Like, he was actually really forthcoming with it. He's like, yeah, we did have problems, like, but we were trying to sort through them, and we loved each other. So, like, it just really sucks because, like you said, probably there are lots of people that go through this sort of shit, but the whole world doesn't know about it.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's important because it opens it up, like, as in it opens the whole murder suspects up that this was sort of happening.
Yeah.
And it also, and I don't want to, like, be like, oh, Karina, you're such a bitch, but, like, you don't know if, like, Brandon was having an affair and it was his love or someone was obsessed with him. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it just opens up the whole thing.
Yep.
Now, it is important to say that Brandon was cleared.
Yep.
Even though he actually says, again, in interviews, he's like, I should never be cleared. Like, I should always remain a suspect till we find her killer, which I think is a really great attitude to have, like, on his part. But just, like, I guess to let everyone know, he obviously was away on that annual fishing trip that they took every year. Mm. Now, the police did great because they actually checked all his pings.
Yeah.
His flight information. Apparently when he got back to back home, he was still driving, like, a car with, like, Mississippi plates on it. Like, he was literally obviously went home really, like, as quick as he could. And also he was told, so they actually contacted him. I think it was, like, a Camp Gladiator contacted him to say, like, you know, like, Mrs. I don't know if they told him Mrs. past, but I'm pretty sure they said that Mrs. been in an accident to get home quickly.
Yeah.
He didn't actually know that she had been murdered.
Yep.
So yeah, or obviously.
Keep going.
So this fishing trip was, like, yeah, at least 5 hours away. He wouldn't have had any service. Like, if they left it, like, an extra hour, he literally would have had no service for days if he got on that boat. And, yeah, as I said, like, the police checked that he's, like, the ping, his pings and stuff like that. I think they checked his phone records, and usually, you know how they say that, like, if you're organized, like, so many people get caught out this way, like, if you are planning a murder or something like that, like, you know, the calls start to, like, let's say me and you were planning a murder, our calls would start to, like, be going off, like, up and, like, closer to the date, and all his phone records seem completely normal, I guess, unless he had a burner, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was also too tall. So, if any, it definitely wasn't actual Brandon. Like, we can get into theories later, but he was too tall as well to fit that particular person in the church.
Yep.
There is something really freaking weird that we need to discuss.
Yep.
And this actually caused the internet to go wild.
It sounds like a smoking gun when you first hear it.
Yes, and I know. And honestly, I was like, no way. Like, this is ridiculous. But so really shortly after Missy's murder, so I think this was, like, around the 22nd of April, her father-in-law, Randy, so this is Brandon's dad, he drops off 4 bits of clothing to a local dry cleaner, and they are covered in, like, blood and, like, blood spots.
Mm.
To be cleaned, right?
Just so stupid.
So this dry cleaner, like, obviously she knows who the family are. They contact police right away. So the police come out and collect the items. And obviously they, do you know what I mean, like, they look into this whole thing because this is really bizarre. And coincidentally enough, this actually has nothing to do with Missy's murder.
Yeah, they talk to the vet and all that. Yeah. Yeah.
So her in-laws, like, let's just talk about this for a sec, because this is probably the biggest theory, I reckon, online. And this is probably my theory as well before actually looking into this properly.
Yep.
So her in-laws, they've got, like, a little van and they, like, you know, like, they're, like, retired. They, like, travel around in their van, right?
Yeah.
And they were in California at the time of Missy's murder. And they make their way back to Texas as soon as they find out that Missy's been murdered.
Yeah.
And they bring along their little Chihuahua dog. Now, the actual, like, situation is they bring their Chihuahua dog and they stay with Brandon's sister, which is their daughter.
Yeah.
And she has a little dog as well. And the little dog, the daughter's dog gets into a fight with the parents' Chihuahua, right? And it's really sad because the Chihuahua actually dies. Mm. But this is where the blood splatters come from the dogs.
I just find, like, how dumb is this Randy guy? Like, your daughter-in-law's just died. You're going to go and take some blood stain close to the dry cleaners. Like, how stupid can you be? I know that it was innocent, but I just think, wouldn't you just wait?
No, just a bit. But he's not from there. Like, he doesn't even live in that area. How about if they only packed, like, a few bits of pieces? I mean, like, shove the whole bunch of stuff in the suitcase.
But also, think, why would you want to wear that again?
Yeah, that's true.
Even clean. I wouldn't, if God forbid, touch wood, that something like that happened to Olive. Touch so much wood,
yeah.
And I had to use a shirt. I would never want to wear that shirt again.
I know.
Especially knowing you've been covered in blood, aside of the fact that it was Olive. But I just find it odd. What a weirdo. Yes. It's a weird old man thing to do.
Yeah, it is. I feel like it's just an older generation thing. They're probably, and I feel like that's something like you said, like an older person would do. They just wouldn't think of it like that.
Yeah, no. It's just stupid.
But this, so to get out in front of this whole situation, the Beavers actually are like, let's just quickly do a press conference to explain this whole thing, right?
Yeah.
This did not help.
Yeah.
The situation. So when Randy, so they explain the whole story. They explain what happened with the puppy or the Chihuahua. You know what I mean? Like they just want to get out in front of it. When he turns to walk back into, I think it's a police station. I think they do this press conference in front of the police station. He turns to walk into the police station, and people have said he walks.
Similar.
Strange.
Yeah.
Right? And, it walks similar to the person that's been caught, like, on the footage in the church.
Yeah. I think he definitely does.
He's similar. Definitely got a bit of, like a I don't even know how you say it. Like, he does have you know what? He does have a weird walk, but I don't think it's exactly the same. It's not as floppy. The foot's not as floppy as the other one.
Yeah, but I still think, like, even the upper body, like, It looks very similar, and he's obviously been cleared, and you know he's not responsible. But I just think it's odd.
It is odd.
Yeah.
And let's just say, like, obviously he's been cleared, so the blood on the shirt was
tested and stuff.
Yeah, it was animal blood. It was confirmed by the vet that this big dog fight took place. His phone, they checked the pings on his phone, and they were not pinging in Texas. He was in California.
Yeah.
Wherever they were staying, they'd actually had dinner with friends or whatever that night, and they'd seen him, like, late that night. So he was nowhere near the crime scene.
Yeah.
Also, this is a really good note as well. So apparently Randy had, like, some sort of arthritis or something in his neck.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you watch the video, this perp is turning their head, like, looking up, looking down. He actually can't even move his head like that.
Yeah.
Due to his arthritis. So that's another way, I guess, just to put this sort of to bed. For me, anyway, that just helps me put it to bed. Mm-hmm. I don't think he was involved personally.
No.
But, yeah, so that's, I guess, the family. Even though, as I said earlier, Brandon says, like, no one should be cleared until the perp is found. That's, I guess, putting some crazy theories to rest for myself anyway.
Yeah.
Other theories, which we're going to get into, and maybe we'll just like go through them and you can just tell me what you think. So one of the other theories is robbery. So someone was there to rob the church.
Yeah.
What are you thinking about this?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so. You wouldn't wear that. No. They didn't even take anything. What the heck's the point of it? And why would you be wandering around like cruising for like half an hour?
Yeah, exactly. Why would you spend so much time there?
Another thing is like maybe they were there for like a rape gone wrong sort of thing.
What, they got too much clothes on.
Yeah, exactly. You'd want exactly. You want to quickly flip it in and flip it out, like, you know, not in a bad way, but like you'd literally want to be quick, like easy access. Sorry, that sounds really bad.
Oh god, that's so funny.
A hired hit.
Yep. Interesting.
What do you think?
That's my theory.
Okay. All right, yeah. We'll get into your theory. Let's leave that then, if that's your theory.
Yeah.
Obsessed stalker. I'm open to this, you know. There are freaks out there. Think about
it. What were they intending to do? Kill her because they were so obsessed with her.
Yeah, like maybe they're just like follow. Like, do you know what I mean? She's like, who knows? Like, I'm literally, this is so speculation. But maybe it was like someone at a supermarket's like, oh, she's so hot. Like, I can't have her. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just become so obsessed with her. And they're like, I can't. Like, who knows if it's someone she's turned down or like whatever. And they're just, they want her so bad. They're like, if, do you know what I mean? If I can't have her, no one can, sort of thing. Yeah. And because she's really active on social media, she's sort of, I guess, like a low level like celebrity, because it was a small town, like people would know her, you know.
Yeah,
I'm open to it, but I do think it's unlikely. Another thing I think is really unlikely but is out there is that it was a hit on the church, like someone, like, do you know what I mean, was like, you know, I don't know, like whether it was someone just completely against religion or just whatever, just didn't like the church. I don't think this, because the police never say the community are in danger.
Yeah.
Which makes me think it's literally this person was there for Missy.
Yeah. It's so premeditated, this whole thing.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
I'm also open to revenge.
Yep.
I'm open to jealousy. Well, I'm very open to jealousy.
Yeah.
Whether it's a camper, like either like a female or male. Yep. You know what I mean? I definitely think this was like someone acting on emotion.
Yep.
Whether it's she rejected someone or someone was jealous of her.
Yep.
We will quickly touch on this guy named Bobby Wayne Henry. This is really interesting. Have you heard about this guy?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So he was a suspect. Okay. I think he's been I don't know if he's been completely ruled out, but let's just say he was a suspect. And there have been search warrants issued on this guy. Apparently he owned tactical gear.
Yeah.
He was former law enforcement. He asked to work Missy's memorial service. Mm. And there's footage of him like walking again, like with a funny walk.
Yeah.
Right? People had called in about him, like tips. And his walk couldn't be ruled out. This is really gross, but he was into, like, I think he was into child porn.
Yeah.
Which is fucking crazy because he's law enforcement, right?
Oh, nice.
I think as well that I don't know if he was arrested for this or charged for, like, some sort of sexual assault.
Yeah.
And he was wearing his police gear. This was in, like, 96, though.
Yeah.
This is like one of the only people the police have done like extensive searches on and like put in like search warrants and stuff. But ultimately, like, he was never charged for Missy's murder.
Yeah.
There were other random people as well, like obviously that have been investigated, and I should say, I don't know if cleared's the right word, but like for the time being, they're not a suspect. There's like people that like had like tactical gear, like in their photos on Facebook. There's this really weird situation apparently where there's this guy and he did have like similar tactical gear. And after Missy's murder, he and his wife took down their Facebook pages, and then they rejoined like ages later and as a joint, like he's got a joint Facebook page. But anyway, as a joint Facebook page. And the timing's just completely off, but again, like, they're not actual suspects. They're not said to be suspects, but they were investigated.
Yep.
As well as other, I think there was like a lady investigators that attended Missy's class as well, that used to be like former, I don't know, army or something. So the police have done all they can investigating this, like hardcore, you know, like investigating the people in Missy's life. Unfortunately, it's been what, like five years later, this footage of this person, and it is still a mystery. This person is still out there.
Yeah.
So now let's get into our theories.
Yeah.
I want to tear yours up. I'm not going to lie.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go first because I know you're probably going to. Yeah. So I think the husband hired a hitman.
Okay.
And I think that the he was on the fishing trip was just like the perfect time for him to do that, because he could be like, oh, I wasn't around. Because I think it's just so thought out. Like the whole thing is so thought out. Every detail. This makes me think as a professional.
But can I tell you, if you're a professional, sorry, I need to tell you a few things. One, he's actually gotten, like, she didn't have a, you know, like life insurance. It's like the first thing you think, husband, life insurance, cha-ching, like money, right? She's going to divorce you, taking money. They didn't really have that, like, she didn't have like a life insurance policy on her or anything like that. Like, I get, because I'm not going to lie, when I first listened to, even when I first heard the True Crime Garage episode, which was like years ago, right? And I looked into it because I was really intrigued by this case. I was like, oh, it is definitely the husband. I just thought it was definitely the husband. My mind's definitely changed now.
Okay.
I just think if it was a hitman, they'd be so much more slick about it. They wouldn't be wandering around like that. They probably would have sat.
Yeah, but I think that they were trying to make it look like a burglary. Like, I actually do think that. I think that that was a staged thing, like opening all the doors and trying to damage some stuff. Like, that was a thought out part of the plan.
But if you're a hitman, why the heck would you be wearing such weird, like, such bulky, weird shit, have a floppy foot? Like, I feel like this person had no idea what that, and they were.
But they still haven't been caught. We might all think it's weird, but it still has meant that this person hasn't been caught.
All right, let me tell you my theory.
Okay, you go.
All right. So I definitely don't think it was random. I definitely think they were there for Missy.
Yeah.
Which we both agree on.
Yeah.
I personally think it was a woman.
Mm.
Something about the stand, the costume. I think it's clever because, like what I said earlier is, if you, like, if there was boobs, if you could see boobs, that automatically cuts everything in half.
Yeah.
As in, like, obviously, do you know what I mean? Like, female, and I feel like females are less likely to do something like this. But think about it. So much females are obsessed with true crime, Lockie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just the – I think that this person put together random shit, like as in whether it was like her husband's or her brother's or her friends. Like, I feel like she just put a whole bunch of random shit together. I even think that helmet could have been spray painted, right? Okay. I think the vest padding was there to cover her boobs, which I've said like 100 times.
Mm.
I think she was a nut job. You're going to laugh, like that Sheila Davalou that we did. Like, I feel like it's that vibe. Like, it's a nut job vibe.
Yeah.
You know, like, I feel like a hitman would be slick, whereas this is like, you know what? They got away with it, but I think they were lucky to get away with it.
Yeah, okay.
I think that the LinkedIn message for me is too weird. The fact that she was sending those familiar and flirty messages through LinkedIn and she received a creepy message through LinkedIn, I think that was her warning.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you, bitch. Like, you.
Yeah.
Like, this is what the person's thinking. Obviously, I don't think this. But, like, if you, you know, like, you've been flirting with my boyfriend or my husband or whatever it is, like, I'm going to sort of, like, do you know what I mean? Like, I think that Camp Gladiator conference was, like, the, I don't, what's that word? Like, the trigger for this person. Whether it's someone that she had been like speaking with through Camp Gladiator or someone that was attending that. I don't know. I just think that was a trigger for them. I honestly think that they had been thinking about doing this for a while, but that was one, the trigger. Two, the rain, I think, definitely played in their favor. And they thought, you know what? It's freaking raining on Monday. I've been thinking about doing this for a while. This is the perfect timing.
But do you think this person was lived in the same town?
You know,
Because it's a small town.
It is a small town.
Wouldn't a husband or boyfriend realize that their wife was missing from the hours of 3 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, but can I tell you, how about if they don't live together? Or how about, I know this is going to sound, all right, this is so speculative, but how about if the husband was out on that fishing trip with Brandon?
Okay, yeah.
Because if it was a boys' fishing trip, a lot of people in the town would have gone on this fishing trip.
Yeah.
I don't know, even know who was on this fishing trip. Yeah. But how about if they work late at night? Like, you know that random guy that saw that the person turning out, like, obviously police, again, like, how about if it was, like, a police person's wife and they were on night shift and they would have all this random shit lying around the house?
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm just so convinced it was a woman that was jealous of her. I think that you're going to laugh so hard. I've got a feeling that, like, they ripped off that jacket and that helmet. I think they had, like, some sort of, like, fitness gear on underneath.
Yeah, like a disguise.
Yeah. Right? And I think as well that it was gunshot because it happened so quick.
Really?
And it was only 10 minutes. Think about it. I think they shot her.
But then wouldn't the person that was waiting at 4:30 have heard the gunshot?
But he got there at 4:30. How about if it was like 4?
Just before.
She literally entered the building at 4:20. I reckon she entered. The person's come out from one of these creepy doors. There's like this program. I can't remember what it's called. But there's this guy on it. And he's seen a little bit more of the footage than what we've seen. Okay. And he comes out and says, which is honestly, it's so creepy, and I actually feel so bad for Missy. Apparently when Missy walks in, so he sees Missy walk into the church, and she sort of, her head, like, she hears something and her head jerks in that direction.
Yeah.
And he said that he wants to say, like, Missy, run. So obviously it happened quick. Like, I reckon she walked in
and it just happened.
I think she's walked in a fair bit, and this person's come out from one of the doors, so she can't, like, exit from where she came in from. And I don't know if there's been a struggle or this person shot her. And I think this person may have used tools. Like, it was like a hate crime. Not a hate crime, but, like, you know, they wanted to get up close and personal. It was very emotional. I think they shot her because Missy knew self-defense, Lockie.
Yeah.
She had attended these classes. How else would this guy in all this weird, heavy, flapping shoes thing get her? It does not make sense. It had to be. I honestly think it was a gunshot wound. They got her quickly. Then they've, like, I know it sounds really bad, but then they've either, do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if they've stabbed her as well just because they hate her, you know? And then they've heard another car pull in and they're like, shit, and they've fled the scene. That's what I honestly think's happened.
Okay. Interesting.
Because I don't think this person was smart enough to know even that the camera outside wasn't working. I reckon they've got, like, a phony car as well, whether, like, they've put different number plates on it or they're not from, I think they're not from the area, actually. The more I think about it, they're not from that area.
But I just think, like, that's just so much effort for a random crazy lady to go to.
But look at Sheila.
That was very, like,
Can I tell you, though, she never would have been caught if she didn't kill her husband or attempt to kill her husband.
Yeah, I think.
You know what I mean?
Because
no one even put that together, and they were broken up for freaking eight. It's so horrible. Can't remember her name. Was it Lisa?
Oh, I can't remember.
Oh, I'm so sorry. But anyway, the guy she was having an affair with, she kills, like, if anyone doesn't know this story, I don't even know what episode it is, but we've definitely covered it before, right? And she doesn't know, sorry, her and her boyfriend, so she's got a husband, her and her boyfriend break up because her boyfriend meets someone and gets engaged to someone, falls in love, whatever. And this Sheila woman, she's so jealous. She's, like, really spiteful, jealous. And she waits, they're broken up for months. And then she goes after her and kills his then partner, and literally the police have no idea who's done this.
Yep.
I just feel like it's that sort of vibe. Okay. But in saying that, sorry, this is bringing it back now. I think that the police are holding so much evidence back. Yeah,
100%.
I think they know who's done it, but they don't have the legal evidence to convict this person.
Yeah, okay.
So that's why they're not like, you know what, like I feel like they just, they legally can't convict them, but they know who's done it and they're just waiting for them to slip up.
Mm.
And they don't want to risk like arresting this person and not having the evidence to convict them.
Yeah.
That's my honest belief.
Yeah. Yeah, I always wonder if they've got footage of the actual murder.
Yeah. And because there was cameras in, apparently there's cameras all around like the corridors, but there's like a middle part, must be like the actual, oh, they call it something. What's an auditorium? I might have made that.
No, it's up. Like a, gosh, I'm not sorry. Like a foyer.
Yeah, like a... the middle part of the church.
Yeah.
That I don't think that's cameraed. So even okay. if let's just say Missy heard like someone call her name, she would have walked into that area that's not, do you know what I mean, like cameraed. But in saying that, there are reports as well that the Camp Gladiators looked through a window and could see that Missy was lying down, and they had thought like, do you know what I mean, like she'd passed out or something, and that's why they breached the doors.
Okay.
So yeah, it's
So I still think hitman. I'm still going with my hitman theory.
All right. I'm definitely going with woman, psycho, jealous woman.
That's psycho it. Woman.
Or whether it was even just someone that was jealous of Missy and how she, like, looked amazing. Do you know what I mean? And turned her life around and was doing so well. It, that might not even be, like, affair-related, but I don't know. That's just where my gut goes.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see what other people think.
Yes.
Let's so, put let it us up. Know, yeah.
And also I'm thinking if anyone has any questions, please send them through, because we're thinking of maybe doing like a bonus episode.
Yep.
With Crystal and Renee, which would be amazing. And they are complete pros on Missy's case and just like the coverage of it, just every angle they've covered. And they're open to doing a maybe like a little crossover. So maybe if anyone's got theories, questions, send them our way, and then we can organize that with Crystal and Renee. And yeah. Lockie, I want you to tell them your theory so they can shut you down.
So what do they have? They have their own theory, obviously.
Yeah, they don't think the family's involved. But they, I think that they know, they think they know who's done it, but they obviously won't release it.
Okay.
As well. So, but I'd like, yeah. I think it would be really great to do a little bonus episode on this case.
Yeah. So. Well, Hitman is not in the family. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Anyway. Yeah. So if you have a case you want us to cover, send us a message on Instagram. Our Instagram handle is at Caffeine Crime and Canines.
Yes. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Tell your friends, anyone who's into true crime.
Yeah. Let us know.
Yeah.
All right. Until next week.
Until next week. Bye.
Bye.